Well, we speak now to the deputy editor of Business Insider South Africa, Philip de Wet, about South Africa's travelling rules now that lockdown level one permits for flights and for tourists and visitors and foreigners to come back into South Africa. Philip, thank you so much for your time. A very good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So, is it true that entire families could be quarantined under the new South African travelling rules?
It is, and this is one of the great sticking points for airlines, strangely enough. So the rules from the Cooperative Governance Ministry is very clear. If a single family member within a group traveling together tests positive for COVID-19, then everyone in that family must be quarantined. And the word must is written into these rules. And that quarantine is, of course, at own cost at a government facility. So what will happen if you arrive at the border, you present your certificate that shows that you had a test for COVID-19 at least, no more than 72 hours beforehand. If someone, though, shows symptoms, someone is showing what appears to be COVID-19 symptoms, there's an additional screening, and at that point, this can happen. Now, the reason this is a sticking point for airlines is they are worried that the same might be applied to their crews. So if a crew traveling together, and there's someone who then tests positive because they picked it up, they're concerned about that. And there's also a great deal of confusion about why this specifically applies to families, but not other groups traveling together. So, sporting teams, people traveling together for work, might be in more close proximity to one another on an airplane than are families, but this rule is specific to families.
So is it true that a number of the big airlines have cancelled several flights to South Africa as a result of these rules?
This is not entirely clear. So we have rumors and we have reports, but we don't have a lot of confirmation. And we think that is because a measure of politics is being played behind the scenes here. So the airlines have expressed to various authorities, including provincial authorities, their concern and their worry about this. And we think they're basically back-channeling this news, going, well, guys, if this stays in place, then we will be pulling our flights. But they don't want to come out and say as much because I guess that's just how politics works. They are certainly considering it. A couple of the large airlines have now confirmed that they will be going ahead with flights anyway. So cancellations, if they do happen, will be relatively limited. It looks to us like you'll be able to get pretty much anywhere in the world. There will be enough flights leaving South Africa to major hubs that you'll be able to connect onwards, but your first choice of airline may not necessarily be available.
Now, how do our rules compare to other countries?
Fairly well. The concern, honestly, for South Africa is about the uncertainty about the exact. So, for instance, our red list of countries from which tourists are not allowed is based on a calculation of how many coronavirus cases they have and how many guests they have relevant to South Africa. So far, so good. That's not unusual around the world. The difference is that the exact formula South Africa is using has not been published, and it's not clear that there is an exact formula. It seems to be a bit of a thumb suck. That concerns a lot of other countries and airlines, for instance. The South African rules for a negative PCR test, no more than 72 hours old, is very standard. Frankly, the concern we're hearing from some airlines is about how that will actually be applied at the borders. So they're saying, are your immigration officials up to date on this? Can we trust that they will be applying these rules consistently? The other concerns around the treatment of airline crews, the airlines tell us, is quite unusual. They say that in most countries, airline crews are given a measure of special treatment as they would be under normal circumstances so that they can at least leave the country. They're saying we have guarantees in other countries that say if there's a case of COVID among a crew, then, we can extract that entire crew, even if it's on a special flight. We would like those kinds of assurances from South Africa. So it's kind of the technical details than anything else that's concerning.
In terms of the rules on the flight, masks for the duration of the entire flight, even if it's a lengthy flight, coming from a faraway land?
Yes. Specifically excluded from mask rules are children under 2 years old. for everyone else, the blanket rule is masks on at all times. There are provisions for people with medical problems and for special cases to be handled. And there is specifically also provision for catering on board. So you will be able to remove your mask, you know, to have a sip of water at least and something to eat. But otherwise, the intention from South Africa and frankly from the airlines throughout is also that everyone needs to be wearing a mask.
And is it true that airliners have been cleared to provide catering on board now in terms of incoming flights?
Yes, that is specifically allowed for, many flights coming into South Africa are extremely long haul and you simply can't leave people to starve for that long. You'll have a riot on board. So the rules specifically allow for catering. The rule is that those must be pre-packaged meals, which they would have been otherwise, I think. It would have been in any event. And it looks like the catering service will be pretty much as you would normally expect.
All right, Philip, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
A great pleasure.